with mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Today, auspicious coincidence is going to take us down the road of Lilith's favorite law. Lady Lilith, Lady Law. A lot of negative stigma around this lady, but I would not mess with her. She's a wonderful being, and her favorite law is worth knowing. So I thought I would share it today. Here we go. Lilith's favorite law. My sister Lilith is Lady Law. The crowd had gathered once again for a Tara tale. Ritual in Tara's kingdom has deep roots. Once a year, we all gather in the great cherry grove in Tara's palace gardens to hear whatever fancies her that day. We all settled into the vibration of the mother's love, and without skipping a beat, she appeared, throne and all. Today, I want to tell you all the tale of Soma and Agni, and the balance of the mother's love. For those of you who have not taken in Tara's splendor, words are a faraway echo, and I will try. She is settled in her skin, full and complete. Tara's form is whatever she wishes. Today it was the voluptuous green mother. Her eyes, the entire universe, multiverse, every aspect of creation resides in her eyes. I really could go on and many bards would, but this one does not want to lose the stream of her tale. Soma is a great mystery, and Agni is her lover. This is the story of my sister and her favorite law. My sister, you all know her well. She is the queen of the dragons, the Nagas, her favorite creation, manifest God's law. They are a serpentine being with the torso, arms, and head of a human being, and the lower half a great serpent body. Very charismatic beings, Nagas. Incredibly intelligent and fun to talk with. The Nagas reside outside the power and control. They reside outside of karma, and they manifest, and with them the material realm rises into creation. Now there is one law within all of creation that gods and demons hold with equal honor and regard. It is the Holy Grail that all beings seek, the law of vibration of the mother's love, the law or vibration of the mother's love. The field of karma, material manifestation, is a field of yogic laws. This is the Naga's gift to the material world. The realm of vibration is theirs to command. A yoga is the ground nature split in two. Mistaken separation is what creates karmic debt. When a separation occurs, a karmic debt is created, and this creates two halves driven to seek their whole. That is a brief description of a yoga, two half vibrations driven to become whole again. My sister calls the karmic separation the seven deadly sins. I love the way she hisses sins. Lady Law, Lilith, Queen of the Nagas, came into being with a boon given to Shiva. Rama was pissed off. Shiva dipped with his Agni, and he was left holding creation. Brahma's anger was killing off creation, and Shiva became concerned. Creative opened their mind and saw his brother's wrath. Shiva gave all of his surrender to his brother and asked for a boon. What the fuck, bro? They really love each other, Brahma and Shiva. The whole crowd went wild in shock and joy. Tara's getting wild today. Profound change was coming into the world. Don't kill them off. You are forgetting what they become when they shine in the pure creation. It was my pure love that brought this creation into being, brother. Grant me a boon so that my creation may live on. In that moment, serpents came from every pore of Brahma and ate his black anger. Lady Law, my sister Lilith, was born in that moment. She would help Shiva finish the retreat to bring the Golden Age and his return. It is so relieving to have you with us. Tara bowed her head to Shiva, who smiled and bowed in return. True equity in the abundance of love. In the ocean of serpentine law, there are so many incredible displays of creation. The magic of the dragons is unending. The magic is done when a karmic debt is resolved. The act of separation calls my sister's attention, and as creation becomes karma, death, and suffering, it is her tears that bring disease and death. When the debts become too great, it is her wrath that heralds Shiva's return. Now the stage is set. In this soup of laws, all creatures reside animated in God's love. One of the main reasons Brahma asks for ascetic surrender. This is why Brahma generates fire to hold up creation. The fire of surrender holds up Brahma's palace. The fire of love's creation holds up Shiva's palace. And let me be clear, the palace is the serpentine ocean of the Nagas, law, Lilith. Yeah, you're getting it now. Her body is creation. Within her, all of existence resides. She is the container for all of the dragons that feed themselves from Brahma's pores. Each serpent holds the resonance of one of God's laws. Each Naga is a sacred syllable, a magic signet, which holds up a piece of creation. These laws need Agni, God's creative spark, to hold them up. Through the devotion of yoga, my followers can learn to hold the resonance of each of my sister's dragons. The more potent the law, the deeper the surrender. There is one law that my sister holds above all others. Can you guess my sister's favorite law? The crowd stirred and mumbled. Mumbles of consideration moved through us like rings gliding out from ripples on a pond. No one stood, and Tara continued her tale. There is a love that occurs when one surrenders to the duty of family that is like no other. This love is woven into the fabric of reality. It is the vibration that gives all beings exactly what they need to wake up. Tara's law, bodhicitta, prajna paramita. My sister honored me with this law as the first of the dragons to leave Brahma's pores. It is God's love that activates my sister's dragons. God's fire brings each law to fruition. To hold a yoga is to hold the resonance of one of my sister's dragons. Now, here is an interesting aspect to reality, not often talked about. The mother creation is held up by God's fire. Today we all sit in the golden age. What you are experiencing is reality held up by Shiva's Agni. In truth, we reside in the age beyond the golden age, as Shiva has returned and reminded my sister of her favorite law. In the early ethers of time and space, love and law had an argument with each other. Love saw only the beauty of creation. Law knew that there was more to creation, and so law chose to corrupt creation. Law would show love all the varied display, for love had said that when all beings are full of creation, love's vibration, they sparkle the universe as their beings. La set out to show love that power could change all the beings of creation. This was the moment when Shiva handed the yoke of creation to his brother. You may or may not know this, as Shiva tends to deceive those around him who underestimate him. Shiva is the creative fire. My Dakinis wield this fire to make the elements. It is no effort for Shiva to hold up reality. Unfortunately, Brahma is far less potent, and he only has La to hold up reality. This is what unfolds with Shiva's departure. Four ages, each harder to hold up than the last. With the passing of each age, it is suffering and the ongoing war of gods and demons that hold up reality. Only when the last spark of Brahma's fire has been offered will Shiva return. Over the ages, my resentment builds. My sister's resentments join me. Lilith, as there is no fire to hold up her dragon's law, and my dark sister, who deepens her will to destroy creation when it is time. Law ventured throughout creation, and he had audience with every one of the mother's dragons. Law mastered all of their resonances of this creation. Law's journeys took them to the heights and depths of creation, and with each resonance he would find that all laws, at the moment of fulfillment, were held at the resonance of love. Time and again, surrender after surrender, Law came to understand only through deep surrender could he make fire. If Law surrendered deeply enough, he could bring each of Lilith's laws into reality. Every time he met the resonance and held the law, he found love. Law's fire was hot and his surrender deep. Law understood surrender as making more space. Law met every dragon. In each moment of realization, he found love. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Love. Not just love. The mother's love. Beyond Shiva's terrible wrath, protected by his Vajra fire, La found that love was right there. He found Mother Lilith's favorite law. Beyond Shiva's terrible wrath, protected by his Vajra fire, La found that love was right there. He found Mother Lilith's favorite law, the greatest of all laws, the vibration that meets and holds up all of Lilith's laws, the dragon's medicine. Law bowed to love, knowing now the witness to the potency of the mother's love. Both suffering and love are fire. Mother's love is the law that meets and completes all other laws. Law is Brahma, love is Shiva. All laws lead to Shiva's fire. Shiva's fire holds up all laws. Shiva's love brings the Naga's dance. Complete full fruition, Soma. Lilith's Shakti, joy. Shiva's Agni makes Soma effortlessly. Brahma's Agni takes long, deep, painful acts of surrender to make Soma. In Brahma's creation, devotion makes Soma. Suffering makes Soma. Surrendering makes Soma. Illness, death, and birth makes Soma. In Shiva's creation, creation makes Soma. Tara had been rocking in trance. The air was filled with a creative, ecstatic love. Fire filled the mother in front of us, and all of her laws vibrated in completion. Love vibrated all the dragons into life, Tara smiled. This is only one law that completes them all. You feel it crackling in the air? This sweet law, Lilith's favorite, is so loved that Shiva protects it in his terrible wrath. Mother's love, father's love, family love, tribal love. Every love is the vibration of my law. Tara swaying each rock, bringing waves of her love. What you are being washed in is Soma, my law. Mother's love in completion, the food of the gods, the mother's attention, Soma, Shiva's attention, or Brahma's attention. All sentient beings need it to exist. If they cannot get Shiva's attention, they will get Brahma's. Just like children, attention is the developmental fuel. If they cannot get positive attention, they will get negative attention. All beings need God's love to thrive. Let me show you. Tara's eyes glittered full with Agni's love. Fire filled the space that was empty. Also, the space what was now empty was full. An ocean of love released. All of our trees of life were completely filled, and the universe turned to love. Love to the very end. No place in all of creation that was not loved. In the field of creative love, a story began to weave itself. The mother goddess, Uma, was sitting in her home, missing her love, and deep within her, she gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. Her love, Shiva had shared his seed while deep in meditation at the top of Mount Kailash, and Uma gave birth to the most radiant of babies. Tara smiled. They are all radiant, and of course I am biased, as this was my baby. I raised him in the peace and protection of my love. Shiva, my love, had been called to bring the golden age, and so I raised our son in peace and protection's love. This part of the story always makes me cry. My consort, my love, was at the end, was at the height of battle, and I had been called to enter into the depths of creation to free the dragons, fulfilling my role. My son, now a young man, trained in all I could give him. I asked him to watch the door and protect me as I entered into the waters of life. Shiva returned too soon, and I heard a great battle going on as I came out of the waters of life. Terror filled my being as I heard my lover's wrath and then silence. I ran to find my lover standing over the corpse of my son. The final lesson was now to be taught. It was now my role to teach my lover how to temper his fiery wrath. Deep within my being, wrath came forth and grief. That was your son. What have you done? I watched the large man covered in dust of creation realize his grave error. In that moment, I watched my love find his resolve to fix the mistake his wrath had created. Indra would help him. He knew that he would have to answer. Indra arrived with Brahma and all of the other gods called by my cries. They all saw the dilemma and my tears. Shiva was right. Indra called his great war elephant to the scene. Arivata bowed deeply. To all the great beings present, he knew instantly his role. Fearless, like only the great son of Garuda, Arivata said to me, "Great mother, please take me. Ease your suffering." The greatest of white elements ever to exist turned to Indra, and without pause, this great being, filled with all the knowledge of each and every age, bowed his head, this time to his lord, and said, "You must do the honors, and Lord Shiva must give you, as his gift for all time, his Vajra wrath, for it is only this wrath that may take my head." Now all the gods bowed to Arivata. I knew pure love for this battle-worn beast. Looking into his eyes, I saw his love for me. We meet in love as Shiva's wrath took Arivata's head from his body. Without pause, as only mother's love can heal, I put a massive elephant head on my son's body. Shiva finally exhaled as he watched our son come back to life. He named him Ganesh and took him into his arms in the father's embrace. He vowed in this moment that he would temper his fire in the vibration of family love. This is how Shiva learned to protect the mother's love, Lilith's favorite of all her many laws. The gods built a great funeral pyre and burnt the corpse, the offering that made the new god. To watch your son die, transform, and live in the same moment. I loved the fire as it took the remains back to creation. I let the fire burn the fabric of my mind back to source. The love that meets and completes all laws. You can see why my sister loves it so much. It is the vibration that lets magic flow. All manifestation is created out of this law. You can now also see why Shiva protects it as his favorite, as it brought his son back to life. My son is free of self-importance, and it is this quality that lets his love and protection flow so freely. This is also the reason that one should always ask him to clear all your obstacles at the beginning of your journey. He and his brother were arguing over an offering the gods had left for us. Ganesha's younger brother, Kartika, didn't want to share with his brother, so he thought he might trick him with a wager. Karthikeya and his brother agreed that the first one of them to ride around the universe 3 times would win the offering. The moment they agreed on this wager, Karthikeya was off on his peacock. Around creation he flew. Our eldest, my sweet son, Ganesha, with his battle-worn elephant head, turned to me and my lover, his father Shiva, and asked for us to embrace. Honey-sweet family love flowed as we embraced. Ganesha mounted his rat, and we watched as he rode around us 3 times. As my son completed his 3rd circumambulation, rainbows emanated out from the 3 of us and called our youngest home. Karthikeya understood his brother's law and the love of family, as the rainbow display showed him how his elder brother had won the bet between them. Of course, Shiva and I form the entire universe, and Ganesha, in his offering of devotion to us, his parents, filled the universe with his law. The law Lilith holds most dear, family love. This is the story of how my eldest taught my youngest his law. For his love, we gave Ganesha the first in all of our offerings. Being true to his law, Ganesha always made sure that every member of his blessed family was given every gift, boon, and all of the offerings they could ever want or need. Ganesha taught his brother to always use his blessings to protect and love family, to fill all of the coffers and let no one go without. Agni, Shiva's Agni, tempered in the soma of the mother's love, is what gives birth to my law, my son's law, and Lilith's law of laws, the Holy Grail, the love that meets and completes all other laws. Shall we dedicate the merit of our day's festivities? The crowd settled well. All felt complete and full. We understood, and with our dedication we allowed ourselves to be changed by our day with Tara. By this merit, may Shiva's fire always be tempered in the mother's love. May all beings know and become one with the resonance and be established in Ganesha's love and protection, beyond and including all. By this merit, Ganesha, please clear all our obstacles and bring all endeavors success in the vibrational resonance of the mother, father's family love.
Oh. Oh, wow, feel the love. Thank you all for joining me today and joining the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Boy, what a story feast we had, and we're going to do it again soon. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the Lowly Yogi wherever he may go and share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease, may it never cease. Welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all your protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.